State Representative Ed Ozinski and State Senator Trey Pardee formally introduced legislation Thursday that would allow the cultivation, sale, and possession of marijuana and provide small business license opportunities. They say they aren't looking to make legal marijuana a revenue engine, arguing they aim to shut down the illegal street market by offering competitive prices and equal access. The tax rate on purchases would be 15%. Only 30 retail licenses can be approved under the bill to avoid oversupply issues. Pardee says they will create an industry with good-paying jobs. Neither sponsor has spoken with Governor John Carney, though, who voiced clear opposition to legalizing marijuana during the 2020 campaign season. However, he never said he would veto the bill.
I feel that he's quite aware of what's happening in the surrounding states, what's happening in the Mid-Atlantic region. So I'm hopeful that he'll realize what's going on around us and either sign us or let it become law.
If passed, the bill would expunge all prior related marijuana offenses, but employer enforcement and laws regarding driving under the influence would not change, and you must be 21 to purchase marijuana. The bill is scheduled to get a hearing in the House Health and Human Development Committee on March 24th. Rachel Sawicki, Delaware Public Media.